Welcome to Ridgeway Christian Church's Daily Advent Prayer. My name is April Ingenio, and I've been part of the Ridgeway community for more than a year. Today is Thursday, December 11th. Today and every Thursday during Advent, we will pause to highlight one way our brothers and sisters in Christ around the world welcome the light of the world. As we listen and learn, may our hearts be enlarged by the beauty of the global church and the faithfulness of the same Spirit who gathers us all into one family. Today, we travel in our hearts to the Philippines. In the Philippines, Christmas is not just a day, it's a whole season. Streets glow with color, music fills the air, and nearly every home displays something beautiful and familiar, a parol. A star-shaped lantern. Some are simple, made from bamboo and paper. Others shimmer with glass, oyster shell, or bright electric light. But every parol carries the same meaning. It represents the star that led the Magi to Jesus, the light of the world. During the long nights of December, those lanterns hang in windows and on street corners, shining against the darkness. And for many Filipino Christians, that little light means peace. Not the fragile peace that depends on circumstances, but the deep peace that comes from knowing, even in the night, even in waiting, God is near. That's what Advent peace is. It isn't the absence of struggle, it's the presence of Christ. It's the calm that settles in our hearts because we trust that the light has come and that His light will never be overcome. When Filipino families light their parol, they remember the story of a star that once guided travelers across a dark sky to the Savior's cradle. It's a story of direction, of assurance, of a God who meets us on the road and says, "Don't be afraid, I'm with you." It's easy for us in our own seasons of noise and hurry to lose sight of that peace. But imagine a quiet street in the Philippines, warm night air, palm trees swaying gently, and hundreds of small lanterns glowing like stars. Each one whispers the same truth, peace has come. Not just for some people, but for the world. Not just long ago, but even now. When we light our own Advent candle of peace this week, we join that Filipino chorus of light. Our flame joins theirs, our prayers joins theirs. Our prayers join theirs. Our hearts are united with believers across the world who look to the same Savior. From the busy streets of Manila, to the quiet chapels of Lagos, to the sanctuaries of America, we are one people, redeemed and at peace in Christ. Maybe your life feels anything but peaceful right now. Maybe you feel restless or uncertain or weighed down by the news of the world. Let the light of the parol remind you, God's peace isn't something we earn or build. It's a gift, the gift of His presence. And His presence is nearer than you think. Let's pray, inspired by our Filipino brothers and sisters who shine their lanterns as a testimony of Christ's peace. Lord Jesus, Light of the World, Prince of Peace, we thank you for the beauty of your church around the world, for the believers in the Philippines who lift up lanterns of light and hope. Let their faith remind us that peace isn't found in perfect circumstances, but in your steady, radiant presence. When our hearts are restless, be our calm. When the world feels dark, be our light. Teach us to welcome others with the same warmth and generosity that shines from every parol. A welcome that says, Christ has come, and His peace is for you. May our lives like theirs be beacons of your peace in our homes, in our churches, and in our world. We pray this in your name. Amen.